Continue with me in prayer. God of love, help us to believe in a time where your justice and mercy will prevail, where all your children can live the abundant life that you long for them. Help us to see the ways your love is given to all. And may that love propel us into stances of solidarity with those on the margins and with those around us who are hurting. God, we lift to you the family and friends of Barb Parlett, the many in this community who gathered and celebrated her life here yesterday, as well as the family of Donna's brother's stepdaughter, Heather, who died suddenly. We pray for Heather's mother, Cindy. And we pray that all who are feeling the sting of grief will feel your presence and comfort. We pray for Rena as she recovers from a fall and for Quinera, who is having significant health challenges and will have a special MRI in Altoona this Tuesday. For Rick's family, especially for his niece who just lost her mother, and now her husband is also having significant health issues. Pray for Kate as she continues the process of healing from bulging discs in her neck and back. We're so grateful she's able to be with us this morning. And for Eddie, who will have surgery on his hand later this week. Here are prayers for Tara's father, Buck, who was hospitalized but is home now and is doing rehab. And also for her niece, Raven, who's pregnant with baby Enzo, due in early February, but he'll need surgery very soon after his birth. For Corey's father, Tim, who is having surgery soon for cancer. For Matt's brother, Andrew, whose wife and son will be getting treatment for a newly discovered genetic heart defect. And for Matt's friend's 9-year-old daughter, who had to have emergency surgery. We're so grateful that she seems to have come through it all well. We pray alongside a sibling within this family of faith who is struggling because they were turned down for a particular medical treatment because it was deemed they are not sick enough. God be with them in their discouragement, their anger, and their hopelessness. We pray for Elsie's friend, Alina, who had to have surgery this week and are glad she is now home and recovering. We pray for Tyree, who has another hearing in February after a long legal battle. And we pray for the violence, oppression, and injustice all around the world. We especially lift up Gaza and Israel, and we pray for peace. God, we are grateful for the words of a sibling who writes, God, we ask you to strengthen our voices as we lift them to to bring us up out of the dark depths of prejudice and racism to the majestic heights of understanding and brotherhood. God, we ask you to guide our feet as we walk through the valley, not to a negative peace, which is the absence of tension, but to a positive peace, which is the presence of justice. God, we ask you to steady our hands as we shine our light to not be merely a thermometer that records the ideas and principles of popular opinion, but the thermostat that transforms the mores of society. God, may we lift our voices. May our feet walk through and wade in, and may our hands shine the light with an impatience for anything less than brotherhood, lest we run this race in vain. God of love, may we have our hearts and our minds transformed. Help us see that we have also created and supported systems of injustice. Help us create innovative structures of peace, redistribution of money, sharing of resources, health care for all, and an egalitarian education system. Remind us that we are each other's keepers. May we wade into the water, creating good trouble in the face of social stagnation, including the stagnation that is within us. Come and be with us, God, and trouble the water. Amen.
Dr. King writes from a jail in Birmingham, You deplore the demonstrations taking place, but your statement fails to express a similar concern for the condition that brought about the demonstrations. I am sure that none of you would want to rest content with the superficial kind of social analysis that deals merely with the effects and does not grapple with the underlying causes. We have not made a single gain in civil rights without being determined, without having determined nonviolent pressure. We know through painful experience that freedom is never voluntarily given by the oppressor. It must be demanded by the oppressed. Justice, too long delayed, is justice denied.
Please join me. God, sometimes we only sense the urgency of justice when it has to do with us and our needs. Why do I believe in long democratic processes for justice when it's for others, and am so impatient when I need justice for myself? God who can change us, help us go through conversion. May your Spirit create in us a true change. We confess that we are fearful and that we are angry when we feel that others don't follow proper order and laws that we follow in order to make changes.
We confess
that we are too quick to defend things that we consider sacred, the U.S. flag, the anthem, private properties, public symbols, while ignoring the pain of people. We confess that we have blamed black people for their violence against each other without understanding that it is the lack of basic conditions of life that creates violence and dysfunction.
We confess
that we do not know how to handle it and feel safer when they are put in jail. We confess that we don't know the basics of the history of racism in this country and how this country was built on the backs of indigenous black, brown, and other marginalized people. We confess that we do not voluntarily share our power. We cannot change. And so we pray, help us change. In your mercy, help me change. Family of faith, in God's mercy, we get to begin again. We get to try again. We get to take steps toward transformation. The work continues. We know we fall short, and we know God loves us. May holding both of these truths together empower us to continue to work toward God's kingdom and beloved community. Amen.
Again, we hear from Dr. King writing from jail. I have been gravely disappointed with the white moderate. The Negro's great stumbling block in his stride toward freedom is not the Ku Klux Klanner, but the white moderate, who is more devoted to order than to justice, who prefers a negative peace, which is the absence of tension, to a positive peace, which is the presence of justice, who constantly says, "I agree with you in the goal you seek, but I cannot agree with your methods of direct action," who paternalistically believes he can set the timetable for another person's freedom. Shallow understanding from people of goodwill is more frustrating than absolute misunderstanding from people of ill will.
Would you pray with me? God of radical love, help us let go of our need to uphold order, to foster a common peace that really just means we won't need to change anything, much less ourselves. Help us move away from that place where order and decency is a facade for the protection of white people. Give me courage. May we finally see that we are not free unless our siblings are free. Give us voices and words to speak to you, to each other, to our family of faith, to those in power. Help me sit and listen with those who are suffering. Help me change, O God. Help us change. Amen.
Justice must be exposed, with all the tension its exposure creates, to the light of human conscience and the air of national opinion before it can be cured. I should have realized that few members of the oppressor race can understand the deep groans and passionate yearnings of the oppressed race, and still fewer have the vision to see that injustice must be rooted out by strong, persistent, determined action.
May we be those who can understand the deep groans and passionate yearnings of the oppressed race. May we join in solidarity with our black siblings. May we go where they are, eat a common meal, ask what it is to live the lives they live. Help us visit each other. May our church be a co-creator of justice. May we see, hear, and sense the anxiety, fears, and all the challenges of growing up as people of color in this country. May we engage in deep listening now and for the days to come. In your mercy, God, make it so. Amen.
Hear these words from Dr. King's Nobel Prize acceptance speech. He says, "I maintain an abiding faith in America and an audacious faith in the future of humankind. I refuse to accept despair as the final response to the ambiguities of history. I refuse to accept the idea that the isness of man's present nature makes him morally incapable of reaching up for the eternal oughtness that forever confronts him. I refuse to accept the idea that man is mere flotsam and jetsam in the river of life, unable to influence the unfolding events which surround him. I refuse to accept the view that mankind is so tragically bound to the starless midnight of racism and war that the bright daybreak of peace and brotherhood can never become a reality. I refuse to accept the cynical notion that nation after nation must spiral down a militaristic stairway into the hell of thermonuclear destruction. I believe that unarmed truth and unconditional love will have the final word in reality. This is why right temporarily defeated is stronger than evil triumphant. I believe that even amid today's mortar bursts and whining bullets, there is still hope for a brighter tomorrow. I believe that wounded justice lying prostrate on the blood-flowing streets of our nations can be lifted from this dust of shame to reign supreme among the children of humankind. I have the audacity to believe that people everywhere can have three meals a day for their bodies, education and culture for their minds, and dignity, equality, and freedom for their spirits. I believe that what self-centered men have torn down, men other-centered can build up. I still believe that one day mankind will bow before the altars of God and be crowned triumphant over war and bloodshed, and nonviolent redemptive good will proclaim the rule of the land. And the lion and the lamb shall lie down together, and every man shall sit under his own vine and fig tree, and none shall be afraid. I still believe that we shall overcome. This faith can give us courage to face the uncertainties of the future. It will give our tired feet new strength as we continue our forward stride toward the city of freedom. When our days become dreary with low hovering clouds and our nights become darker than 1,000 midnights, we will know that we are living in the creative turmoil of a genuine civilization struggling to be born.
Dr. King's prayer for the church, a benediction. Lord, we thank you for your church, founded upon your word that challenges us to do more than sing and pray, but to go out and work as though the very answer to our prayers depended on us and not upon you. Help us to realize that humanity was created to shine like the stars and live on through all eternity. Keep us, we pray, in perfect peace. Help us to walk together, to pray together, sing together, and live together until that day when all God's children, black, white, red, brown, and yellow, will rejoice in one common band of humanity. In the reign of our Lord and of our God, we pray. Amen.
Gracious sakes. Yeah.